Archaeologists have discovered more than 2,000 Inca mummies on the outskirts of Lima, Peru. The National Geographic Society announced the find today. It's one of the largest and best-preserved collections of remains ever discovered from the Inca civilization, which peaked in the early 16th century. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A few years ago, Peruvian archaeologist Guillermo Koch made the half-hour drive from downtown Lima to a shantytown on the outskirts of the city. It's home to 1,200 families who've left the Peruvian highlands in search of better lives. They settled on land the government had identified as an ancient burial site. Koch brought them bad news. The Peruvian government had authorized him to excavate, an announcement that made him very unpopular.
It was, to some extent, difficult.
The residents tried to get rid of him, telling him that unearthing mummies would bring bad luck. But Koch knew he had to get to work immediately. The residents had been dumping raw sewage at the site, which would soon destroy everything buried underneath. So he won their trust by offering them jobs. He paid them top wages to begin digging up the ancient remains.
We were really, really surprised, no? To see how much we were finding and also the good preservation in most of the cases.
Koch and the shantytown residents uncovered a breathtaking array of Inca remains. Bodies, sometimes in groups of six or seven, had been bundled together in cotton sacks. In one bag, an Incan nobleman, adorned in a feather headdress and jewelry, was packed together with apparently common people.
It's seldom that you find high-status burials of individuals that are unlooted and are excellently preserved. It just, the material that comes out of these is really extraordinary. And I don't know of anything quite comparable to it in the Western Hemisphere.
That's Christopher Donnan, a professor of anthropology at UCLA. He explains the extraordinary significance of this find is that Inca mummies are often found alone, which doesn't offer much insight into their culture. But at this site, the mummies, with all their lifetime belongings, start telling stories. For instance, archaeologists wonder if the deformed finger bones of some of the women will prove they were the ones who did the weaving of baskets and spinning of cloth.
But we can check this now. We can actually look at the weaving basket, determine if there are spindles and so on in there, and then examine the finger bones. This kind of thing, the possibilities are endless for these subtle insights that make it possible for us to understand an ancient culture.
Scientists now plan to take DNA samples from the mummified Incans. Johann Reinhardt, explorer in residence at the National Geographic, says this will help him determine both the relationships between the mummies buried at this site and where they came from. This burial ground is on the Pacific coast, far from the mountainous heart of the Incan Empire.
We already have a team that is going to begin collecting DNA from living people in different parts of Peru, so that we can then match them, and eventually, down the road, you'll be able to tell exactly where these people came from. So this will give us insights into the occupation of the coast, because that's not the original Inca homeland.
More mummies remain buried at the site, but Guillermo Koch has no more plans for excavating. He salvaged the best preserved remains. Meanwhile, the shantytown residents, having survived the unearthing of Inca mummies, have had some good luck. They recently got electricity, and sewers may come next. Alice Norbury, NPR News, Washington.